Welcome to Common Sense Revisited on Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is Saturday, May 15th. I'm your co-host today, Todd McGreevy. I actually have Clyde Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Glad you're here.
Clyde, of course, is the founder of Common Sense Revisited and the one who started this radio program with John Stadtmiller's invitation last year. He Huck Finned it over to me last fall. I've been running it since then, but we've had we hooked up. We're in Des Moines, Iowa right now, everybody. We're here at the Campaign for Liberty Regional Conference in Des Moines, Iowa, at the Embassy Suites Hotel in downtown Des Moines, right on the river. And it's an excellent day for us to get back together. We haven't seen each other for a while. There's lots of great people here. Ron Paul spoke last night. Tom Wood spoke last night. There's a whole slate of speakers here for the next 2 days. We're doing training here in Des Moines, candidate training, or actually campaign training, how to get organized in your precincts. Clyde has a fabulous booth set up here with a bunch of great exhibitors. He and Elia Finkelstein are here doing the Common Sense Revisited thing, moving lots of copies of the book, talking about the audio file and so forth, the CD they have here. Doing some great networking. We've seen a lot of old faces. It's great to get people together. I do have to give a big shout out in this first segment to Rob Gray. He's here with American Open Currency Standard. He's got a booth right across from Clyde's. And Rob just set us up with a great set of boom mics here and a mixing board. It's fabulous. Got it set up so we can actually have some interviews here with some
candidates, yeah. And some of the leading liberty constitutionalist candidates in the country are here. We also have a few of them calling in today. We're very, very excited because we have a lot of guests. We have Michael Badnarik, who's standing right over here. We want him to say hello. Michael Badnarik is the one who was actually the Libertarian presidential candidate in 2004. And he's here. He has a great book. All he's doing right now is going around the country teaching his constitutional study classes. We have Michael will be speaking today. I think we're going to get Tom Woods to talk a little bit. We have candidate David Radowitz coming from Chicago, and a couple others who will be joining us today. So we got an exciting show for you.
Yeah, there's numerous. Actually, Michael Badnarik's sitting right here next to us. And Michael, there's a microphone right there. If you want to step up, the only little challenge you have, Michael, is we don't have. Actually, you could share my earbud.
He's
going to fly blind with us there. You know, it was when I walked in yesterday, it was just exhilarating. I didn't even know Mike was going to be here. He drove up with Rob from Texas, and I had not seen him since the Continental Congress, and he was the president of the Continental Congress, and it's fabulous. I was a pleasant surprise to see him, Michael.
Yeah.
Vertical and breathing, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, stubborn and healthy.
I love it. I love it. And the break's going to hit us soon, so let's make sure people know. What is your website address, Michael, so they can...
The website address is constitutionpreservation.org.
And you've got some classes coming up nationwide, it looks like. You've got numerous things.
Absolutely. They're nationwide. Anywhere I get a group of people willing to take the class, you can go to my website, which is at my calendar on the website, and you can look weekend by weekend, or I have a class registration list, and you can see chronologically all the cities that I'll be in, and you can sign up wherever it's most convenient for you to attend.
June 26th, which is a Saturday, Michael is scheduled to be here in back in Des Moines, actually, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. For his introduction to the Constitution with Michael Badnarik. And his book, Good to Be King, is also available. And I just want to read a quote from Congressman Ron Paul, since this is Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty event we're at. And Michael Badnarik has created a constitutional primer that will edify and entertain school children and seasoned libertarians alike. There you go.
And I got that from the man. When I read Ron Paul's foreword to my book, I cried.
Yeah, it's well done, actually. And I'll make some comments later in the show about Ron Paul's statements last night. I took some notes there.
Good.
I thought he had some interesting, new, kind of insightful ways to look at some things. Tell us, the people that attend your classes, I mean, are you preaching to the converted? Are they newbies? Yeah. Or how does it go?
Most of the people who take my class know that something is wrong. You know, they're not happy with something, either taxes or health care or something. They know that something's not right, but they're not sure how it should be. And so I basically go through and tell them what the Constitution says.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, thank you for coming back. We're all ready to go here. We just wanted Michael to finish up with the last few comments. And you're going to be in Des Moines here June
26th, I believe.
And then you're going to come to Fairfield, Iowa, June 27th. I'm guaranteeing you will have 100 people.
Okay.
All right. Folks, I've known Michael for a long time now. You want to get everybody you can to his course. You want to do a course in your community. You want to get as many people as you can there. This is what turns your community around. In Fairfield, Iowa, Jefferson County, Iowa, we started doing constitutional study classes there in the late 90s. When the Ron Paul campaign came through, we had a core group and we won our county. We had 37% for Ron Paul in Jefferson County, Iowa. That's what happens when people are knowledgeable. Knowledge is power, right, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is incredible knowledge.
Incredible knowledge. About who has the power.
About who has the power. Yeah. Absolutely. That's why my book is called Good to Be King.
Yeah,
because we are the source of all political power in this country.
That's exactly right. And that's the theme of our show, Common Sense Revisited. That was a theme of Common Sense by Thomas Paine. Who had the power, the kings and the queens, or us as individuals? That's what changed the world. Knowing who has the power, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And when they talk about Lexington and Concord, I say the shot heard around the world, there's not a really, really, really big cannon.
Yeah,
they didn't make a loud boom. The shot heard around the world was the philosophy of individual rights that changed the way everybody in the world lived. That was the shot heard around the world. It was an idea, and we need to get that idea back.
Yeah. It's lively. It's the making that understanding lively in the hearts and the minds of the people is what will change the world, because that's what happened during that that War of Independence.
Yes, absolutely. It's a change in the way that people think.
Exactly.
Well, last night there was about 600 people here at the opening remarks, which I think is a good turnout. And they did ask the question, how many people here already are a Campaign for Liberty member, if you will, which I liken to preaching the converted, and about three quarters raised their hands. So we had about a quarter of the people here who were, quote, new to this. And I had some people walk up to me that were from my home county that had traditionally not come to these type of events and said, hey, I'm here. I'm starting to pay attention. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to figure this out. So I'm encouraged by what I see.
Well, I've had lawyers take my class, and at the end of the class, they admit they everything they learned was new. One lawyer admitted to me that during this constitutional law class, this professor told him, don't read the Constitution. It'll only confuse you.
Yeah.
Of course, because it contradicts all the stuff we were about to teach you.
Well, that goes to what many on the RBN network talk about, and that is, you know, the Constitution has no place in this courtroom. I know people who've literally been told that to their face back in Scott County where I live when they were in the courtroom, and they're trying to, you know, appeal to the sensibility of the judge with regards to common law, and they're like, sorry, guy, you're in the wrong courtroom.
That's right. And that's a part of what my Constitution class is about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Awesome. One more time, your website.
It's constitutionpreservation.org, mm-hmm. and gives you all the information of where I'll be. Feel free to send me an email. I'd be happy to answer any constitutional questions you have.
And the name of your book?
The name of the book is Good to Be King.
Can they order the book on your website?
They can order the book on the website. We have 300 million kings and queens in this country, and we need to start acting on it.
Hey, Michael, thanks for being on today. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Okay. Thanks for all of you guys.
All right. And we have another guest coming over right now who is running for Congress in the Illinois district. What district is it? District 5 in Illinois. You've already won your primary, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and this is Mr. David Radowitz from Illinois. And David, I'm just going to turn it over to you and let you tell the people who you are and what you're doing and what your chances are. And tell your story.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Again, I'm David Radowitz. I am now the primary, the Republican nominee.
Sorry.
Illinois 5th Congressional.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Some people might, the 5th Congressional District covers the north side of Chicago and the suburbs just east and south of Logan Airport. Nationally, it might be more famously known as the Rob Dvorovich. He served in the district. Rahm Emanuel was a congressman there. It's a very small business,
blue-collar, working-class district.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, of all urban congressional districts, it has among the lowest rate of people on public assistance.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a very low rate of what would be very wealthy people, almost no large businesses. Mm-hmm. So it's a business of working people and small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a district that pays heavily mm-hmm. in taxes mm-hmm. and gets very little government
mm-hmm.
services. So this is a district where people understand the relationship
mm-hmm.
between government spending and government corruption and
mm-hmm.
economic stagnation. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, how would you describe yourself? Neocon, libertarian, constitutionalist? Tell us a little bit about
you. I would say it almost doesn't matter how I describe myself. I think that I am very solidly on the liberty wing of the Republican Party, I guess.
Okay.
I had a very hotly contested primary. I ran against, I think, kind of a neocon, mainstreamish type Republican,
mm-hmm.
and a very energetic, shall we say, social conservative. And
right.
you know, they quickly branded me the libertarian.
Right.
And I don't shy away from that. Prior to running for Congress, I was in fact the District 5 coordinator for Campaign for Liberty. I've been a longtime member of the Mises Institute, or
right.
at least is a subscriber.
You're a legitimate freedom constitutionalist liberty candidate.
Very much. Yeah,
yeah,
I ran because that's what I believe
yeah.
in, it, rather
yeah.
than vice
yeah.
versa.
No, I just want to say something to the folks listening. What this means? There's not that many candidates in the country that can say that. What we just said about David Radowitz. And if you're looking for a candidate that actually can make a difference, that can win, he's already won his primary. He's the Republican nominee candidate.
By a wide margin.
By a wide margin. For U.S. Congress in this district, folks, he needs your help. What's your website?
My website is www.ratoitzforcongress.com. That's RATOWITZFORCongress.com.
Yes. Yeah. All right. And folks, you know, just tell your friends, get the word out. This is somebody that you can confidently send your money to and send your resources to.
I would say, if you don't mind me making another plug, we're in a very competitive race. Mm-hmm. Forget what you may have heard. Liberty is on the march in, of all places, Chicago. Mm-hmm. We do need your support. I am running against a machine guy. As you know, people who believe in spending your money to buy themselves a constituency, those who support corrupt politicians who will fork over tax dollars for their own interest, those people are not shy about putting money into this race. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you that I am out there. My opponent has very low name recognition. He is among one of the worst records in the Congress. Mm-hmm. We have a great opportunity, and we are a Liberty candidate is in the race in, of all places, Chicago, Illinois, in Rahm Emanuel, Rod Blagojevich's old district.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
In November, this race will come down to one simple thing. Who supports their candidate more? Those corrupt bloodsuckers who buy machine politicians, or those people who support liberty? If you guys really, I know that everyone listening to this believes in liberty. If you believe in it so much that you want to see it as a real life thing, a real principle of governing this country in your own lifetime, now is your chance. You have to show that you want it more than those who believe in selling your liberty for their own gain.
Wow, that's awesome. We're so happy we ran into you yesterday. We just met David yesterday, folks, and he came here from Chicago to Des Moines, and we're so glad you came so we can get your message out.
That's why I'm here. Also, you know, I do have an old Iowa tie. I am a University of Iowa
alumni. Hawkeye, all right.
I am a Hawkeye.
Hey, well, thank you for joining us today. We really, really, really appreciate it. We wish you the best. We're honored to have you on our show, and we'll do whatever we can to help you succeed in your battle. And,
well, thank you very much. I appreciate all the support.
Check out RatoitzForCongress.com, correct?
Yes, that's right. Thank you very much.
RatoitzForCongress.com, by all means. David, best of luck.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor to be on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Folks, we still have some more time before the next break.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to say that, you know, as exciting as David Ratowitz is, we have other people around the country that are equally exciting that need to hear from you and your support. And that is, I'm going to just list a couple of them right now. Jake Towne from Pennsylvania, running as an independent, solid liberty, freedom constitutionalist. Dr. Vivovsky from South Carolina, again, very solid candidate, medical doctor from South Carolina. B.J. Lawson, running for U.S. Congress, who just won his primary there. B.J. Lawson is also a medical doctor from North Carolina. Awesome candidate. He needs your help. I don't have the websites for Dr. Vivovsky or Dr. Lawson in front of me, but you can certainly go online and research both of them. And then Adam Kokesh from New Mexico. Adam is in a big battle for his primary right now. He needs resources. He needs money right now. I think he's one of the most exciting liberty freedom candidates in the country. Adam was the founder of Iraq Veterans Against the War. Marine sergeant, served two terms in Iraq. Awesome, awesome candidate. One of the most brilliant people I've ever met, period. He's, what, 28 years old? This man needs your support. If we can get these people into office, folks, it's going to be an awesome thing. We also have Bob Parker running in Missouri in a very hotly contested primary. Bob Parker is another one in one of the districts in Missouri. Don't have it, Brian. We wanted him on the show today. I don't know if he's going to be on or not, but hopefully he'll be calling in soon. And then, of course, Will Johnson, who will be on the show today later. We got a break right now?
No, actually, Bob Parker's online, too.
Bob Parker's online. Why don't we just bring Bob right on right now? Bob, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, fantastic,
I'm here.
Bob.
I bet
give us a 2 or 3
nice
minute run
going here.
Bob.
We're going to break. Stay with us, buddy. We appreciate you calling in. Hold the phone. We got to take a break. Please support those you hear on the Public Broadcasting Network, and stay with us here on Common Sense Revisited.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Welcome back to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Todd McGreevy. I've got Clyde Cleveland co-hosting with me. We actually have author Thomas Woods, who just sat down next to us, and we're excited to visit with Mr. Woods. I appreciate you joining us. We have Bob Parker on hold on the phone. We're going to visit with Bob real quick here. He's down in Missouri. He's running for U.S. Congress in Missouri. Is that right, Bob?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm running for 8th District Congress here. I'm going to be in the Republican primary against a 14-year incumbent that's voted for the Wall Street bailout, clunkers. Her hubby is a union lobbyist, and just a whole bunch of other things. So we're gonna try to take that seat back for the people.
Yeah, basically, the Republican candidate you're running against is no better than any other liberal Democrat that is, for everything that the Obama administration has supported, the bailouts, the health care. What was her vote on the health care?
She voted against the health care.
She had to, didn't she? Maybe because
of
you.
She pretty much had to. There weren't any Republicans that voted for that, I don't think. But she's ranked number 9 on the RINO scale on the National Review. So she's one of the worst offenders in the Republican Party for, voting with the Democrats and Obama. So, her voting record's a disaster. You know, my challenge is to get that out there because, the the media here and a lot of people just don't know that record here. So that's my real battle, is to get that information out there.
Well, that's why you're on the show today, Bob, because I know, and we don't have a lot of time, but I just want to tell the people, I've had Bob on this show before for a whole hour, and you can listen to that interview by just going to republicbroadcasting.org and pick up the Bob Parker interview that we've had, and it was a phenomenal interview. Bob is a true constitutionalist, a liberty freedom candidate, and if you win, Bob, if you win that primary, you pretty much got it, don't you?
Well, he'd be a real tough race on the Democrat side. They've got a challenger there, was in the military. He's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, and backed by the ultra-liberal, so he's raised a ton of money. So it'll be another battle, but we'll take him out, and we'll get to Congress. We need to get to Washington, D.C. to make some real changes up there and get these folks back to the Constitution.
Yeah, and the thing you've got, listen, Ron Paul talked last night. It was beautiful because he said the whole environment has changed in the last 2 years. Now we are on the upsurge. People that are winning and people that are getting momentum in their campaigns are people who are for the Constitution and against the status quo. So you are riding that surge, riding that wave, and I know you're feeling that down there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're feeling that. I mean, when people learn more about me my hardcore conservative constitutional positions, everywhere I go, I find that people are supporting me, and it's really two things I have to do. I have to educate people about who I am and what I stand for, and what the incumbents have been involved with. So, that's
awesome.
That's
Bob.
What we're doing.
Bob,
tell everybody
your website again, please.
Okay, it's electbobparker.com. It's Parker with a P, P-A-R-K-E-R. It's electbobparker.com. They can log on there. We really need money. We really need funds. We're taking on a 14-year incumbent that basically has the media and the party and everything sewed up on that end, but the people have a lot more votes than the insiders do, but we need enough money to get our message out there. So please help. Please support us. We desperately need support. So get on electbobparker.com and help us out, please.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks again for being on. We really appreciate it. electbobparker.com. Thanks again, Bob. You have a great day and good luck to you.
Thank you, guys. We're going to take it.
All right. Take care.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us, Bob. I appreciate that. He's down in Missouri, everybody, the 8th Congressional District. Check out his website, electbobparker.com. We're going to switch it over to a discussion with Mr. Tom Woods, who's here as one of the keynote speakers at the Campaign for Liberty Regional Conference in Des Moines, Iowa. If you hear some background noise, that's because we are in the lobby area of the hotel here where the conference is happening. So we apologize for that, but we're fortunate to have Mr. Woods stop by our desk. And, Tom, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, gentlemen.
Tom spoke last night impromptu because Ron Paul's plane was delayed, and I enjoyed your
it was awesome.
Comments.
Thanks.
Yeah,
a little nerve wracking. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, you got to go up there.
What? You did well.
You
did well ad libbing, and one of the high points I picked up from your conversation was, and I know I don't want to steal your thunder from today's discussion, but I did hear your interview with Lou Rockwell recently about nullification, which I thought was very well done.
Thanks.
And that's your new book. When is that coming out?
That's coming out June 29th. This is the one they're going to hate more than all my other books put together.
Really?
Well, the cover. I just finally saw the newly designed cover. They've been throwing around some cover ideas, but this cover is very provocative because it's a photograph of Obama signing the health care legislation, and he's flanked by Pelosi, Reid, Chris Dodd, and stamped over the whole scene is the word nullification in all red.
Uh-huh. Outstanding.
It's just, you can't help but notice it in the bookstore.
It's iconic, and it's timely, and it's relevant, and that's going to be key.
And they must hate it that you're from Harvard and Columbia. They must hate that because
it's harder for them to say I'm some hick who doesn't know what he's talking
or
about.
Or a racist or a Confederate.
Yeah,
but
they'll do that to me
things.
Regardless.
Of course,
you believe in any of these ideas, you're automatically a Confederate.
Right, right.
And so on. But I would point out that, it is sort of unfortunate that so many people who have gone to Harvard and Columbia have done nothing but cause trouble.
Yeah.
Have helped destroy this country. So I do... one of my goals is sort of to have Harvard and Columbia both seriously regret ever in admitting me.
We got a break right here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They're going
to come right back
short
to
commercial
you.
Break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Go ahead. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show, Common Sense Revisited. We're pleased to be joined by Tom Woods, author of Meltdown, among many other books out there. And the newest book coming out in late June is going to be Nullification. That's what we were talking about before the break. We're talking about the cover there and so forth. And Tom, give us a overview of the strategy of nullification for the if you had to give an elevator speech to somebody about it. What does it mean, and how can it work?
Well, it basically means this. It comes out of Thomas Jefferson. You can also perceive traces of it in Patrick Henry. It's in James Madison. And it says that if the federal government passes an unconstitutional measure, mm-hmm. then we're not bound by it. I mean, that's obvious. That I don't see that that's even controversial. But a nullifier would say that we don't have to wait for the Supreme Court to tell us that this thing is wrong. Mm-hmm. In fact, usually we'll be waiting a pretty long time for mm-hmm. that, and may never happen. So, to the contrary, the states, having been the bodies that created the union in the first place, the states individually have the power to declare that the measure in question is unconstitutional and then refuse to enforce it at the state level. It basically just recognizes that constitutions don't enforce themselves mm-hmm. and that you don't expect another branch of the federal government mm-hmm. itself to be policing it, which and that has turned out to be correct. I mean, over the past 100 years, what has the court been doing? It hasn't been policing the federal government. It's been policing the states mm-hmm. when the states are doing perfectly constitutional things. So the court Jefferson and others thought the court is obviously not an impartial arbiter between itself and the states. It can't be.
Right.
So the states, Jefferson said, as in any situation where there is no common judge, then the principals need to have the power, each for himself, to decide whether a violation of an agreement has occurred. Mm-hmm. And so when the Constitution has been violated, the states need to be able to declare that, and then therefore, if they declare that a law is unconstitutional, then the law is void and not to be enforced. Mm-hmm. Now, this sounds radical to people. Jefferson thought it was absolute, the consummate moderation, because he said that there are two extremes we could fall into. We could fall into, on the one hand, submission. Just give in to whatever the federal government does. That would be one extreme. The other extreme would be seceding from the union over every infraction. Now, he does believe in the power to secede from the union, but he didn't think that that was an opportune moment. So he says nullification is the moderate middle ground, where you stay in the union, but you protest and refuse to abide by violations of the original agreement with the states.
Mm-hmm. Is the action of nullification, is it declaratory or is it legislative? Is it voted? What is it?
There's no clear answer to that, because it seems like it's been done differently in different situations.
Okay.
So South Carolina, in one of the few cases where we see southern, this is actually more often used in the 19th century, as I show in the book, by northern states, actually, but South Carolina actually convened a nullification convention, mm-hmm. which was analogous to the constitutional ratifying convention mm-hmm. that yeah. they had. Because their view was that these are both equally solemn things that we're doing. So we're going to have a special convention, elect delegates to it. But I don't think that that's necessary. You could do that. Mm-hmm. But I think state legislatures could just as easily do it. Mm-hmm. So it would really be up to the people. It's sort of like in the Constitution, there's provision for a constitutional convention, but it doesn't lay out how the states would choose their delegates, so that states could vote for their delegates, the state legislature could vote for the delegates.
It's up to them.
So I think nullification is the same.
So there's room for innovation in terms of implementation.
This is the kind of wonderful sort of innovation we need. The federal government has been innovating for well over a century. Yeah. It's time for us to innovate right back.
Yeah.
And I think what it is people need to understand that the states have the power in the whole agreement between. In fact, the states could literally, correct me if I'm wrong, amend the Constitution out of existence if they wanted to, or if they're with the right to amend.
Well, they could. I mean, if the states, because if the states did meet in convention, mm-hmm. and if they did approve various amendments that would have the effect of doing that, and three-quarters of them voted
agreed to
ratify
it.
Those amendments, yeah. then that would indeed happen.
So the power is with the states.
Ultimately, yes. I mean, Jefferson's view is that ultimately it is the people of the states, because what you always want to say, well, who's the final judge? You know, who's the final judge of these questions when there's a dispute over power between the federal government and the states? Who's the final judge? And everybody wants to say the Supreme Court. They want some easy answer.
Right.
But to his dying day, Jefferson said, no, the final judge consists of the peoples of the states. That's
right.
where the judges are. I do not trust these unelected black-robed deities.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I trust the people to make
right.
these decisions.
Thank you so much. Do you have a website we can tell people
sure,
about?
Sure, tomwoods.com. And okay. at that site, as we get closer to the release date of nullification, I'll be posting about it.
Right.
But was it off the air that I told you guys what the cover was?
No, you shared that.
Can I mention that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I just found out yesterday what the cover is going to look like. It's a photo of Obama signing the health care law, and he's flanked by Pelosi, Reid, Chris Dodd, and some others. And stamped in red over the whole scene is the word nullification. It is so beautiful. I couldn't have in a million years thought of something as clever as that. Like, so all the good guys are going to love it, and all the bad guys are going to be stewing,
it.
And it's going to be a glorious moment.
Yes. Oh, let's hope it sells millions and millions of copies.
Thank you, guys.
We need to get him in the hands of state legislators is what
That's
we
right.
need to do, and the
That's
leaders
right.
of the speakers of the House yeah. and the Congress and each state yeah. legislator. That's what we yeah. should be doing. Folks listening, go out, get the book, and send it to your legislators and tell them you want them to read it and follow it. Thank you, Tom,
Thank
for joining
you,
us today.
Thank you so
My
much
pleasure.
For joining us.
Really appreciate it.
We have our next guest lined up, I believe.
I think Mr. Will Johnson, are you still with us, Will, on the phone?
Yes, yeah, right here.
Hey, Will, thanks for very much for being I mentioned you earlier in the show. We're so excited that you could join us today. What we have here, folks, is a true constitutionalist, a true liberty candidate running for U.S. Congress in what district is it?
The First
Will?
District of Iowa.
First District of Iowa up includes Quad Cities, includes Dubuque, correct?
Yep.
Yeah,
it goes as far north as Clayton, as far west as Bremer, Waterloo.
Right. give us a little background of your race, about you. I know you served in the military. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was in the Navy for 5 years. I was a CTI. That's a cryptologic technician interpreter. That's basically a linguist. I learned Hebrew, and I worked with Israel and the Middle East. I was in from 2001 to about 2005. So I was in during both 9/11 and the Iraq War, which gave me a unique perspective on Middle Eastern policy. After that, I went to Loras College, and then from there I went to China and stayed in China for about a year and a half studying Chinese. Came back about a year ago and got into this race.
Why don't you take the next 3 minutes and just tell us a little bit about your background? Well, you've just told us about your background. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your fundamental beliefs, your core principles, and then tell us about your race after that.
Sure. My fundamental beliefs come from, one, my upbringing. I was raised a Christian. And my political awakening, as it were, came in about 2007. I was one of the apathetic Republican voters that kind of checked the box. And then Ron Paul came onto the scene, and my younger brother Jeremiah Johnson, who told me about him, said, hey, check out his voting record, because that was my big deal. A lot of people say things, but then they vote differently. But he voted consistently for, well, the entire time he was in. So I helped out with that campaign, and I actually helped host events for other Republican presidential candidates, because I was in the Loras College Republicans at the time. And that's what really started this whole process for me, starting to question even bigger picture things. Because when I was in the Navy, I questioned a lot of things that had to do with our intelligence laws and intelligence directives and how they were, a lot of the mandates are very unconstitutional. And as a service member, I should have probably received more flack, but I was fortunate that I was in a field that was very utilized all the time. So I was able to ask questions, and they just kind of, you know, saw me as the guy that was a little bit too constitutional at the time. So anyway, after that, getting involved with politics, I ended up originally running against Pat Murphy, who is a Speaker of the House in Iowa.
Right. Uh-huh.
And what got me into this race, this congressional one, was I was at a Tea Party meeting, because I go to all the Tea Party rallies, and I go to the Tea Party meetings at Dubuque. And a guy came to speak who is actually now my main primary opponent for the primary. And he spoke. He gave his normal speech. Afterwards, I asked him some constitutional questions about the Obama's policy of assassinating U.S. citizens and torture.
Right.
And his answer to me was, quote, the intelligence community should not have his hands tied, end quote.
Right.
And I thought that answer was so far off base for a lot of reasons. One, he didn't know that I was actually in the Navy and I was in the intelligence community, and he was never in the service, nor was he in the intelligence community. And two, the fact that you would blanket an answer like that for something that is so blatantly, it reminds me of old Soviet Russia. I mean, we're supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, yet now there's a bureaucrat, and nobody actually knows who it is in the executive branch that can declare someone an enemy, and they can be on an assassination list. They paraded some guy before us, this cleric, that Muslim cleric, who, you know, he may have been a terrorist, he may have been a bad guy, these kind of things. But the point is, once you see the principle, it allows for major abuses in the system. And there's no question that should even have been brought up as an idea.
Right.
That's what got me into this race. When he answered that question, I talked with him for an hour afterwards, and he couldn't see eye to eye with me on it. And I said, you know, I'm concerned because I know you would probably win this primary if I did not oppose you, because there were several other guys in the race at the time. But I saw that he had Washington connections. He was kind of touting it, which turned the Tea Party off, to say one. And after that, I was like, all right, I can't let this pass.
I'm a little biased here because I actually live in the district that Will is running in, and I support Will. So, you know, disclaimer up front for everybody out there listening. And you know, it is really getting down to brass tacks in our district for this race. I have to say that it's an important district in America and I'm biased, but the first congressional district, you know, it used to be Jim Nussle,
right.
Republican. He
right.
was the chair of the budget committee, was there
right.
for a long time under Bush.
Right.
Then Jim Leach prior to that.
Right.
Okay. And now it's Bruce Braley is mm-hmm. there.
Jim Leach, a member of the CFR and Trilateral Commission.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I remember during the John Kerry, George Bush election, on the same day, Kerry and Bush campaigned right in downtown Davenport in the first congressional district.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting dynamic because we're right on the Mississippi River, and so you mm-hmm. can kind of get Illinois and Iowa at the same time there. So
right.
It's an important district because of its proximity to two states as well for mm-hmm. in terms of national politics. But it is kind of it runs independent. There's a lot of independent, non-party voters in the district,
mm-hmm.
and so it can go either way. And
mm-hmm.
so it's an important district. And when it comes to the Republican primary, which is June 8th, it's Will's. Will is not the establishment candidate.
Right.
You know, he's not the Washington insider,
mm-hmm.
and the guy who he's running against is
mm-hmm.
his. If you look at his campaign manager, he used to work for the National Security Policy Center and all this stuff. So
mm-hmm.
it's truly, do you want more big government? Do you want a big mm-hmm. government Republican in there? Do you want mm-hmm. a liberty-minded
mm-hmm.
Candidate actually representing in the district? So that's
yeah.
my big plug for Will. I think
well,
he's a good candidate.
Well, I just met Will, folks. I want you all to know I just met Will last night for the first time, but I served on the Republican State Platform Committee with Will's brother, Jeremiah. I have a real good feel for who Will is now after talking to him last night. I made my donation to his campaign last night. I plan on making more. I hope you will also donate to his campaign. I believe your website, Will, is willofthepeople2010.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so folks, Will of the People. I love that name. Okay, willofthepeople2010.com. Please go there today. Donate whatever you can. I don't care if it's $5, $10, whatever it is.
We just had a guy last night that donated $1,000 to us. He wrote out a check. And he asked me, he said, so are you guys doing fundraising? And I said, well, yeah, we have a couple events coming up. And he said, well, how much you guys are trying to raise? And I didn't give him a figure because I told him, well, here's the deal. The other guy hasn't actually raised that much, and we don't have to raise as much as him because we have far more volunteers. And so he's like, get a pen? I was like, sure. And then he writes me on a check for $1,000, and that's the biggest single donation we've ever received. And,
wow.
Yeah,
well, that makes
it.
A trip so to the Japan worthwhile.
The event was totally worth it.
That is so good. And,
Will, let me ask you this, because you were there when, Congressman Paul spoke last night, when he came in and so forth, and one of the high points I took away from that discussion was he's starting to, he's helping define, you know, we talk about non-interventionism is where I'm going with this, okay? Because when we break it all down, that seems to be the biggest sticking point within the Republican Party. You know,
yep,
they can understand
yep.
sound money. They can get, you know, constitutionalism. But when it comes to non-interventionism, you know, we don't, you know, deploying our empire worldwide, this is where people break ranks. And what do you say to those that would say, as Congressman Paul said, if you go down that path, they'll say, oh, you're just a blame America first person, you know,
well,
that they're coming here. What's your take?
Totally, that is that's a hard argument for people. And in my district, I've developed basically an educational stance on it. The one thing that all Republicans will agree is socialism is bad. And so I ask them, I say, if socialism is bad, we shouldn't be subsidizing it, because they understand that subsidizing socialism is just encouraging it. And I say, well, if you look at Europe and Canada and all these other socialist countries, we subsidize them with our military. We have bases over there, billion-dollar bases, like in England and other areas, and they don't have to pay for a Department of Defense. They don't have to pay for a military. We're footing the bill. So realistically, we're so adamant against their style of government, yet we actually pay to allow them to do that. Would you want to continue
That's right.
that? And they vehemently say no. And so when it's put in
That's
that
right.
context, without the tag, and I will tell them I'm a non-interventionist, and when they say, oh, so... You know, they always get that old, age-old adage, oh, it's your isolationist. I say, no, that's the opposite. Because what we're doing right now is isolationism. Because we tell the country...
Will, repeat. I didn't understand that last couple sentences. Repeat that and one more time.
Sure. The people say, as a non-interventionist, they say, oh, so you're an isolationist. They say, no. Well, we are. What we're doing right now, where we go around and we have over 100... we have over 740 bases around the world. We're in 140 different countries. And we either subsidize or we bomb a country. That's the only two options we give them. and that is isolationism. Originally, the Founding Fathers said, have trade with all, entangling alliances with none, and honest friendship. And this was, you know, Thomas Jefferson and the others, they understood this, because once they looked at Europe was a perfect example of once they got into entangling alliances, and next thing you know, you set off world wars. And we can learn from the past mistakes of history, and we can do the right thing this time.
Right, and this is from a man, ladies and gentlemen, who are listening, who served 5 years in the Navy, in naval intelligence, and you were in Iran and Iraq. Tell us, what are we doing in Iran and Iraq, in your opinion, after serving in the military for 5 years over there?
Well, let me clarify a little bit about the Iran and Iraq thing. As an intelligence operative that I was earlier, we have certain platforms, so we don't have to be geographically in the location.
Hey, Will, can you stay on after this? We got a break coming up here. Can you stay on with us and answer that question right after the break?
Will do.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Will. Thank you. Stay with us here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Common Sense Revisited, and I apologize for the compressed time frame here, Will. Packed a lot in the hour. Go ahead and wrap up your thoughts on Clyde's last question.
So, with the Middle East and Iraq and all this, I see us as, when we go over, first of all, we set people up, they're supposed to be our friends, then they turn around and they're our enemies. We set Saddam up, enemy. Musharraf, not working out. The Mujahideen that we trained, the first 300 to fight off the Russians. I mean, this is a clear trend, and it's a clear pattern. And if we, you know, the definition of insanity is expecting different results from doing the same thing over and over again. And that's why I think our foreign policy is insane, that we continue to try to do these things where we can play chess pieces over there and it always comes back to haunt us. There's unintended consequences from a lot of it, and one of the biggest ones, for example, that whole area there is really it's Israel's backyard. It's not like the U.S.'s. And Israel is the one that actually has national security issues with that area, whereas we have, quote-unquote, national interests. So when it comes down to, like, in the 1980s, when Iraq was actually building a nuclear reactor, we tried to hold Israel back from taking the nuclear reactor out. We said, you know, we'll deal with it our own way and all this kind of stuff. Finally, Israel just did it themselves. Took in one F-16, took it out, came back. Yeah. And that was it. There was no war. There was no ground war. It was simple.
Yeah. Well, Will, I think you bring a common sense revisited approach to your dialogue with people I've seen you interact with in Iowa. I think you're going to do well. Everybody check out willofthepeople2010.com. You can donate to his campaign if you're interested in supporting liberty in the U.S. Congress. I wish you the best of luck, Will, and really appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks for being on, Will.
Thanks, guys.
So we've got just about 3 minutes left before the end of the show. We want to make sure we're letting our listeners, thanking you for tuning in again on this Saturday. And we're broadcasting live from the Campaign for Liberty Regional Conference in Des Moines, Iowa today. Be sure to visit commonsenserevisited.com and check out the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original. You can download the PDF for free there. You can buy copies. You can buy your MP3s. You can buy your CD-ROMs. It's the excellent primer for everyone to learn the difference between indigenous power and surrogate power. It's an excellent piece. The other thing we must say before we're done here today is stay tuned after we're done to listen to Michael McKay's Radio Free Market. And this week he has a pre-recorded hour interview with Dr. Ron Paul.
Yes,
actually.
Yeah, and with Josie Husen and Michael McKay both are in that interview, and they've asked Dr. Ron Paul, will the Fort Knox be audited? They've asked him, will he run in 2012? And other very good, provocative questions. I think it's going to be a great interview. Stay tuned and listen to that.
Absolutely. That's next hour, Michael McKay, Radio Free Market. Stay tuned and listen to that. The other thing, I want to make sure we thank again Rob Gray with American Open Currency Standard. Rob's here at the Campaign for Liberty event with a exhibit booth set up as well with his Sound Money silver rounds and gold rounds and copper rounds. Does a fabulous job. He hosts the Barter Hour every Saturday night. That's tonight from 9 to 11 Central Time on Saturdays, the Barter Hour. You can check out Rob's site, opencurrency.com. Definitely worth checking out. I've listened to Rob's show.
He's on this network, right?
Yeah. Just on RBN tonight, And he'll be broadcasting live from here in Des Moines as well.
Right.
So we greatly appreciate Rob setting the rig up for us today to allow us to do this semi-professionally. We do appreciate that very much. Clyde, where do we think what's next for Common Sense Revisited? What's going to happen?
Well, what we have tried to do here on the show is really get the word out on the Liberty candidates. This thing is working. I mean, this freedom movement has grown. Ron Paul said last night that in the last 2 years, the change has been dramatic in what kind of candidates are getting support. So we've had a great time with it here. Thanks for joining us today. Make sure you stay online for the next show. And again, support these candidates that you heard about today. Thank you very much.
Take care, everybody, and thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Michael McKay and Joe Seehausen's interview with Ron Paul on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the